pull up a stool and join us. 585-866-4FAN. 866-4326. The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
We are joined now by the host of Send It In on the Odyssey Sports, and our Odyssey Sports betting is that are sent it in on the BetQL network. It's PJ Glasser time. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And while I may have botched that read, PJ did not botch last weekend in college football. Utah State, baby!
Woo. Come on, fellas. That's what I'm talking about. Got another good bet similar to the Utah and Utah State one this week. But that was nice. They were up 14-3 early. I thought maybe we had a shot at the outright upset, but nice that they were able to get the cover for us.
Absolutely. All right. I think I have an idea of where you're going, because I like to check out PJ's work on Send It In and the BetQL network. But why don't you tell us your favorite underdog play going into this weekend of college football?
Yeah, so Danger, that play this week, we had Utah and Utah State last week. I like Middle Tennessee State plus 14.5 against Duke. Guys, anytime we get one of these Power Four teams, like out of the ACC, last week out of the Big 12 with Utah, we had Vandy go on the road to Georgia State last week out of the SEC. Anytime you get any of these Power Four teams and they're going on the road and playing a Group of Five team, I'm always going to back that Group of Five team. You know, those teams are going to treat these games like it's their Super Bowl, getting a chance to go up against one of those big brand schools and having them at their place. So it went 2-0 last week. Middle Tennessee, they're 0-3 against the spread this season, which, you know, you like that kind of stuff because you figure the teams obviously do to cover at some point. Duke's undefeated so far on the year. They got North Carolina on deck. Obviously, Duke UNC isn't quite what it is on the gridiron like it is on the hardwood, but still a game where obviously Duke's going to get up for going up against the Tar Heels. So a little bit of a look-ahead spot for the Blue Devils. And, you know, it's just you're never going to – you always know when you're back in these Group of Five teams like Middle Tennessee State, you always know you're going to get their best effort. You know they're going to be prepared. They're going to play hard. Whereas with teams like Duke, you never know what kind of performance you're going to get. We're getting two touchdowns to work with. So I'm on the Blue Raiders this week, guys, plus the points, 14.5.
I love this game you're going to talk about next here, and that is the Green Wave against the Raging Cajuns, Tulane against Louisiana. This is going to be in the early window at noon Eastern time, and you have, by my account, it's Tulane giving 3. How do you view this game, PJ?
Well, guys, we've been doing this for about a little over a year, and you know I love my spots when it comes to football, right? And I think this is the spot of the week to fade Tulane. They're coming off two back-to-back really tough games. They played Kansas State a couple weeks ago at home. They had them on the ropes. They were leading in the second half, lost that game by 7. And then last week, they were in Norman taking on Oklahoma. That was a one-score game going into the fourth quarter. So, I mean, think about, put yourselves in the spot of Tulane where back-to-back weeks, you play tight games against Kansas State and Oklahoma. It's like, how many games in a row can Tulane get up for? Where I'm getting a Louisiana team that's 2-0 on the season. They're coming off of a bye week, so they're fresh. They're ready to go. They've been prepping for the Green Wave for 2 weeks. This line opened at 3.5. It's down to 3 now. So you can take the points, guys, plus the 3 because it's a key number, but I don't think you'll need them. I think Louisiana wins this bad boy outright. So give me the Raging Cajuns plus the point. Just a really tough spot for Tulane coming off those back-to-back games against K-State and Oklahoma.
All right, Memphis Navy is one that you have circled here as well, PJ, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on how Memphis responds after doing what they did to Florida State last weekend.
Yeah, boys, I like a lot of dogs this week in college football, and whoever scheduled this spot for Memphis is just, I mean, it's an absolute travesty that they would do this to their football team, because they go on the road to Tallahassee, play Florida State. When the schedule came out from Memphis, you knew the game that they circled first was the road trip to Florida State. Mike Norvell obviously was the head coach at Memphis. Their current coach, Ryan Satterfield, was his OC. A lot of people think Memphis could be the Group of Five champion this year that gets in the college football playoff. So Memphis wins the game. that they wanted to win most, the game that they knew they had to win if they wanted any chance of getting into the playoffs. And now they got to go on the road, and they got to take on a military academy team. Of all the teams that you could possibly play in a potential letdown spot after an emotional win, you're going to have to play a team that's going to be chopping at your legs for 3 hours as they run that wishbone, and they're grinding the clock, and they're marching down the field, and it's death by a million paper cuts, you know, one of those kind of games. So it's a fate of Memphis after a big win like that, and the fact that they have to go up against Navy. And, you know, when you're going up against these military academy teams, like, obviously Memphis has more talent, but the great equalizer for the Navies and the Armies and the Air Force is obviously the wishbone and how disciplined they are and how well that they run their offense. So getting a lot of points, fellas, 9.5 with Navy. I would take some money line as well. I like the midshipmen.
Yeah, we're talking to PJ Glasser, your host of Send It In. You can also hear him on the Tailgate Show coming up on Saturday mornings here on the Fan Rochester and the Odyssey Sports Network. PJ, I'm going to like give myself a little bit of credit for some restraint here, because going out in the Survivor Pool Week 1, it was a buy-in opportunity. I could have bought back in for the Monday night game and taken the Niners and gotten back in. But you know what I would have done? I would have taken the Ravens Week 2. I can't believe what happened to your Ravens there. So now we look ahead to Week 3. And boy, oh boy, this game, as if it couldn't get more interesting, the Ravens needing a win, 0-3. Yes, teams have made the playoffs with an 0-3 start, but really not advisable there. Dallas coming off a really bad home loss, and that's a rarity for them in recent years. How do you play Ravens-Cowboys?
It's going to be the game of the week, Gene, for everything that you mentioned. You got an 0-2 Ravens team that's desperate. You guys know next week they're home against Buffalo. Then after that, they're at Cincinnati. So the Ravens aren't careful. I mean, they very easily could be staring 1-4, 0-5 in the face with how tough their schedule is over the next three games. But guys, Lamar's 20-1 against the NFC. It's like one of my favorite stats in football. And the reason being, these teams that only get to see him once every 4 years when he go up against the NFC. I mean, you can watch all the film that you want. You can, you know, try and put a guy in there to try and scout him when you're going through walkthroughs or whatever it may be. But until you face him and you're out there on the field against him, you just can't appreciate his athleticism and how many different things he does. And he just has so much success against these NFC teams. Also, the Ravens guys have kind of been notorious the last couple of years for blowing like these fourth quarter leads and these second half leads when they've been up by two scores, double digits, whatever it may be. I went back and looked. Those games after they have one of those like collapsing wins, they're 5-0 straight up. So they have a great ability to bounce back after a brutal loss. And this is why we love Week 3 in the NFL, because if you just blind bet all these 0-2 teams against the spread with how desperate they are, knowing that they can't go 0-3, like you said, Gene, it's a good spot. So I like the Raiders last week because you never bet Lamar at home as a big favorite, but these are the kind of games where he tends to play well and the Ravens tend to play well too. As you mentioned, though, Dallas is coming off of a blowout loss, and obviously with the way that the Ravens' O-line has looked, going up against Micah Parsons and that Dallas pass rush, it's going to be an awesome game. But I like Baltimore in this one, -115 on the money line.
PJ, we have another NFC East versus NFC South matchup. The Eagles gifting the Falcons a win on Monday night. And now they have a team that nobody had being as competitive as they've been. Is just an offensive juggernaut in the New Orleans Saints. Eagles, Saints, which way are you leaning?
Guys, this line is just getting way too out of control. So the look-ahead line was Philly -2.5, right? And then obviously in Week 2, the Saints offense goes nuts again. Saquon drops that pass for Philadelphia. Cousins in Atlanta drives down the field. They win that game. And now there is a 5-point adjustment from last week, and the Saints have gone all the way to being 2.5-point favorites.
Wow.
Now the Saints offense, at some point, has to come back down to earth. Derek Carr and the Saints have had 15 drives this season. They have scored on all 15 of those drives, whether it's been a touchdown or a field goal. Now, we know that's just simply not going to continue. Philadelphia, guys, if Saquon makes that catch, I mean, the conversation, the story around the Eagles is so much different this week than it is, obviously, him dropping that pass and then Atlanta going down and scoring. So I can't believe how much this line has ballooned up in favor of the Saints. It felt like after week one against the Panthers, we were all saying, great performance, let's see him do it against Dallas. And then they do it against Dallas, and instead of us saying, let's see if they can sustain this, now everybody's just like, the Saints are a juggernaut. This offense is legit. It just feels like the perfect storm where we're buying way too high on the Saints. We're overreacting way too much on that loss that the Eagles had, which easily could have been a win. Guys, Philly's one of my favorite bets of the week. If you can get them at +3, it's probably my favorite bet, but still love the 2.5.
Nice. PJ Glasser. We'll get to the Bills pick in a second. One of the teams maybe we underestimated, certainly they caught me by surprise, that being the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're going to Detroit. They get the win. Baker Mayfield starting to deliver here. Now they're getting a Denver team where they're going to be Tampa favored by 6.5. And I think the thing with Denver, PJ, I mean, Bo Nix, of all these college quarterbacks, you would figure he would have been the most ready-made. He's the most seasoned. He'll come in and perform, and he's looked anything but to this point. Does the light bulb go on here? Are you comfortable enough laying 6.5 points with Tampa Bay this week? How do you view this?
I am not, Gene. I like Denver plus the points here. Again, Tampa Bay, I think this is a tough spot for them. You're coming off of an emotional win against Detroit. Get some revenge for that playoff loss last year. Everybody loves Tampa right now. Everybody loves Baker and what they're doing. Historically, Todd Bowles is actually excellent in weeks one and weeks two, especially against the spread as a head coach. Then once we get into weeks three and weeks four and weeks five, then he kind of turns into the Todd Bowles. I think a lot of people feel like he is as a head coach. Denver, look, they were close against Seattle in week one, lost that game by 6 against Pittsburgh. Bo Nix threw a pick in the end zone. You know, there were a couple things that just didn't go their way. I think Denver's closer than people realize, and I think matchup-wise, Surtain's going to be able to take away Mike Evans, and they're going to force Baker Mayfield to make some plays on some other guys. I mean, Tampa's two matchups, guys. Like, think about the secondaries that they've gone up against, Washington and Detroit, two of the, you know, lesser secondaries in football. Now you're going up against one of the best corners in Surtain, a good defense in Denver, an 0-2 team against a 2-0 team. Love these spots. The total is also 39.5. And you would have to think for Denver to keep this game close, it would probably have to be lower scoring. The fact that this total is under 40 tells me that odds makers are thinking it's a lower scoring game. If that's the case, I would think Denver is the right side. So give me Bo Nix in the Broncos plus the 7, fellas, against Tampa.
PJ, we'll be talking a lot here for over the course of the next few days. Bills hosting the Jags on Monday Night Football. The Jags underachievers, 0-2. The Bills, all of a sudden, everybody's got them back as a Super Bowl contender, even though there were a lot of people, myself included, speculating whether or not they would be even a playoff team this year. 5-point favorites at home against Jacksonville. How are you leaning on this one?
So obviously a great performance by Buffalo on Thursday night against Miami. That was an absolute beatdown. But guys, this week, I like the Jags plus the points. I think there's a chance that Jacksonville could win this game outright. And this kind of game is also another reason why I really like Philadelphia against New Orleans. Guys, my favorite thing to bet in the NFL, and I always blind bet it, and every week, especially if I can get two capable teams, this trend pretty much, I bet, it, unless it's not the Carolina Panthers or maybe the New York Giants, but whenever we get a team that's favored at home and they lose outright, and then they go on the road the next week as underdogs, I always back those teams. Last week, we had 3 of those instances, right? Cleveland dropped week one at home as a favorite to Dallas. What do? Bounce back on the road as dogs to Jacksonville. Cincinnati loses outright as a favorite to New England week one. What do? Bounce back, cover the spread against Kansas City. What did Atlanta do on Monday night? They were favored against Pittsburgh at home. Bounce back as an underdog to Philadelphia. So the Eagles were favored against Atlanta on Monday night. Now they're an underdog against the Saints. And here's Jacksonville, who was a favorite against Cleveland last week. Now they come into Buffalo as an underdog. I love backing these spots for these teams that go as favorites at home. They lose outright, and then you get them as dogs on the road the following week, especially a Jacksonville team that's 0-2. desperate for a win going up against Buffalo. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I definitely like the Jags plus the points, and I think I would bet Jacksonville on the money line too. So I know the Bills looked great last week. A lot of people are feeling good, I'm sure, a lot of your listeners about their team, but that Jacksonville game this week, fellas, is going to be a tough one.
PJ, not a betting question, but I'm just checking in on you as a friend here. And up here in Rochester, like, mind you, we still have a lot of Oriole fans. This dates back to the Red Wings day as the affiliate there of Baltimore being the parent club. Last night, 10-0 loss at San Francisco. Craig Kimbrell giving up 6 runs in 2/3 of an inning. And today they caught him. They caught him. So at least they're acknowledging, hey, this is not going to work here. But how panicked are you about the O's right now?
Yeah, Gene, the World Series is back on now that they've cut Kimbrell. That was what they needed in that clubhouse. But no, in all seriousness, they are struggling big time, guys. Look, the best bet to make in baseball right now is to just bet the Orioles team total under 4.5 runs every single night, even if you got to lay the juice. They have scored 4 or fewer runs in 9 of their last 10 games. The only game where they scored more was when they scored 5 runs. They just cannot hit right now. And it's really been like this for the last 2.5, 3 months. They're obviously injured. A bunch of their starters are out right now, but it's a mess, guys. And they're limping into the postseason. So, you know, there are a lot of stats and trends out there that teams that actually don't play well in the end of the regular season, like get into the playoffs and then get hot and go all the way to the World Series. So, as we all know in baseball, all you got to do is get in, and then anything can happen. But right now, Gene, Danger, it's not good. And I would just continue to fade that Orioles offense and just bet that team total under every single night because they are a mess. The vibes are not good. The fan base, just it's bad times right now. So, they'll be in the playoffs, but, man, this offense, they better figure it out quick because it's been abysmal for the last, like, 2.5 months.
Just get in the dance and anything can happen. Don't give this Mets fan standing across from me, PJ, any hope, okay? I mean, like, he's insufferable already
They're up on two games. Well, because Atlanta's also flopping there.
It's not Atlanta. They're playing. It's Gwinnett. Gwinnett is in the wild card chase. That's not Atlanta.
It's going to be interesting to see. You know, I mean, you got the D-backs, the Braves, and the Mets. They're all battling. I do think the Mets and the D-backs are going to be the two teams that get it. I just think Atlanta, they've got so many injuries to so many elite superstar caliber players. So I do think the Mets are going to get in. And, I mean, with the way Lindor's been playing and the rest of that offense, they can get some pitching to go with it. We know what the Dodgers tend to do every single postseason. Philadelphia right now would be my pick to win it, guys. If you had to ask me who I would take the Phillies. But, look, the Mets are going to get to play them here a bunch of times over the next couple weeks, so it'll be fun to see what they do against Philadelphia.
PJ, we love having you on, and you have your own show. For folks who are like, yeah, I could use a little more PJ in my life, tell everybody to send it in and where they can catch you on weekends as well.
Yeah, guys, send it in 1 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern time every Monday through Thursday. I am on from 1 to 1:30 and catch us twitch.tv/BeckQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. They give me off Friday because on Saturday I got a college show with our guy Ryan Horvath from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time. And then Sundays we're live from BetMGM National Harbor from 1 to 5 p.m. Eastern time watching NFL. So, guys, a lot going on. It's a lot of fun. It's great to have football in full swing, and always great being on with you guys.
Well, if they weren't breaking some kind of employment law, I'm sure they would love to have you on 7 days a week, PJ. So enjoy that Friday that you have off. We'll be listening for you this weekend. And, of course, weekday afternoons, Monday through Thursday, I should say, 1 to 1:30 for Send It In. You're the best, pal. We'll talk to you next week.
Always good talking, guys. Have a good week.
There he is, PJ Glasser, giving you some winners in college football. And in the NFL, week 3, like some of those underdogs, he likes the Jags with the points.
Yeah.
I could see what he's saying. Yeah. You could see it being a competitive game. Yeah, you know, if you think that it's going to look like it looked on Thursday night with Jacksonville coming in, a healthy Jacksonville team coming in with, you know, a couple of familiar faces coming in.
Well, and how have the Bills fared against the Jaguars in recent years, everyone? You lost in London. You lost to Urban Meyer.
You need to get the win the last time you played them in Orchard Park.
long time ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it's weird. Like that was
the Jalen Ramsey calling Josh Allen trash game. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The rookie season. Mm-hmm. So that was like, I mean, to me, that was okay. They have something here with Josh Allen. That was the game here.
Great stuff from PJ. And again, can't recommend it enough. If you're gonna play a little bit this weekend, FanDuel or any of your sports books of choice, check in with PJ. Check in with the Fan Rochester before you plunk down your bet. And get some winners this weekend. Looking forward to that. Sal Capaccio, looking forward to having him on with us. Talk some Buffalo Bills in the 4 o'clock hour. We have time for your calls as well. You can join us at 866-4326. 585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.